So good afternoon, everyone. Yes, one of the frequent asked questions and people comes up to me, and this, I'm really confused. On one hand, you say, oh, let go. Another hand, you say, oh, I have to put forth energy, you know, effort, you know, put forth effort in, you know, in the practice. And then, what should I do? Should I put forth effort, or should I just let go? I think people have misunderstand that why, whenever the Buddha's mentioned about the right effort, it's always refer to you making an effort into the knowing, into the knower, into the awareness. It's not in a lot of people into doing things, you know. For example, they say, oh, I have a lot of unwholesome thoughts. So how do I, what meditation do I do? Or I'm so angry, I have lots of anger. So shall I do metta? Shall I do loving kindness meditation? Like, always come from a place of, how am I going to get rid of it? Like all the energy into the doing something to get rid of it, to get rid of, oh, I don't like it, it's unpleasant. So all the energy, you know, trying so hard to get rid of things and to sometimes, for example, people read so much, they're reading all this and then, oh, okay, when they read it and then they try to make things happen while they meditate. Or how do I do it? How do I get to that stage of meditation? So actually, it's happened by itself naturally. So as your mind become more and more and more refined, and become more and more still, you it's naturally you will experience those different stages of meditation. It's come naturally as your mind become settled, become more and more peaceful. It's not into just doing, but a lot of people try. They've tried so hard. Sometimes people say, "Oh, maybe you know, am I not have?" I should focus more because I got so, I has a lot of thinking. So then when they have lots of thinking, they think that maybe they don't focus enough. So, and using so much willpower to try to focus on their breath. And then the harder you try, the worse, because you're using willpower, it is doing. So you're not really into the knowing. So it's just very, actually meditation itself is quite simple. It's really surprised me, like some people, like just recently someone, she'd been meditating for over 10 years and she still come and ask me questions like, you know, oh, I do breath meditation, shall I do the rising, falling, shall I do concentrate here, shall I still follow my breath, you know, in and out, you know, the kind of questions, you know, because sometimes people read too much, they make it so complicated, they complicate the whole things, and then they try to make, they look at, they read those books and what they heard, and then when they meditate, and they try to make that happen. So present moment awareness is just all your energy into knowing, and this person always wear a gadget, and then what, and ask why you wear this gadget. Oh, when she meditate, she'll calm her breath, and then she become very tense because of she's so much into, you know, trying to control so much. So that's why when we talk about the right effort, the Buddha talk about right effort is to your effort, your energy into restraining when there is unwholesome thoughts, you know, you don't try to push it over or suppress. So it's the difference between restraining and suppressing. Restraining is you're fully aware. You're aware that this answer, you'll be able to observe, you'll be able to aware, you're aware that unwholesome thoughts arises. You're aware of that. And you'll be able to restrain yourself, you know, because your mindfulness is strong, that you are not following, you are not react to the unwholesome thoughts. Suppressing is that you don't have the awareness. It's just that it's out of habit. It's just that whatever comes up, you use it, because whenever things that we don't like, we push it away. So if you keep doing that, or you try very hard to try to focus on your breath so that you don't think, and if you used to do that very often, repeatedly, you keep doing that, you develop that habit. The habit of any unwholesome thoughts, any things that you don't like, or any unpleasant feelings, you will do that. It's become a habit. You just use a willpower, you just force yourself and then push harder. And you, when you develop a habit, you don't even know that you're doing it. You're not like consciously aware that you're doing it, because it's become your habit, you keep doing that, so you're not aware, so you keep suppressing, and then people say, why I have no progress in my practice? Because you try to control so much, all the effort into controlling, and try to make your mind become peaceful. You cannot make your mind peaceful. The mind will not be peaceful because all your energy go into the doing, and not into the knowing or the doer. You try to control. You try to manipulate, and it's also very common. Like people used to come and ask me why. You know, I start to meditate, and initially it's okay, it's really working, but why it doesn't work anymore? And also I've seen many people, when they have first time they have this deep experience, and then for many, many years they never get to have that experience anymore, because you start to crave. You think, oh, because I want that again and again. Then you try to control. I remember early days also the same. When having good meditation, the next day I tried to sit down. I tried to trace back. How did I get there? And then you try to control. And then I can tell you, the mind really all over the place, because we try to make it happen. You can't. So present. You just stay present. Just put all our energy, you know, into the awareness. Just being aware. Just stay in this moment. Just aware. What happened is what is happening, and not adding on, and not to try to control, just let it be, and just accept what is happening in this moment, and that is just observing, all your energy into observing, and even unwholesome thoughts come and it will go. If you don't react to it, you just say, all your effort into knowing that unwholesome thoughts. All your effort, your energy into knowing what's happening, unpleasant, you just know that it's unpleasant. And the unpleasantness will go. If your mindfulness is strong enough, sometimes even the moment that little thoughts arises, that moment, if your mindfulness is very strong, actually the moment you're aware of that thoughts, that actually it subsides immediately, isn't it? Because your mindfulness is strong, because all your energy, your power is all into the knowing, into the awareness, the mindfulness. The mindfulness is like a very sharp knife. You immediately cut off. So that's why it's not about, when we say putting forth effort, right effort, it's not about making things happen or try to control. Just very simple. You know, not to complicate the practice. And sometimes people think that, oh, maybe I should do this, I should do that, and what technique should I use? What kind of meditation do I use? You know, I usually tell people, it's okay, it's fine. Oh, should I practice loving kindness? Should I practice metta? I said, it's okay. Should I practice breath meditation? I said, whatever meditation actually is not a problem. The technique is not a problem. Sometimes your attitude is a problem. Sometimes we come from the misunderstanding and not the right understanding. So not the right attitude. So we try to do, we try to make things happen, we try to control, and we try to make ourselves become peaceful. You cannot make yourself become peaceful because you're using willpower. Whenever you use willpower, actually you stir your mind. So the mind moves. Because when you try to control, you try to do something to make the mind peaceful, the more you do that, I can tell you, your mind will never become peaceful. It will getting worse and worse, because the more you try to make the mind peaceful, you've been stirring up the mind. Imagine you keep stirring, and the water will never be still, isn't it? So if you leave it alone, and this actually the practice is just very simple, you know, just simply don't, just like this lady, like she used the gadget, you know, when she meditates, she count her breath. It's okay. Just stay, and I explained to her, I said, Mindfulness is just like a gatekeeper. You just stay, you don't move, and you stay, and you're fully aware. All your energy into this moment, all your energy into the knowing, into the awareness of each one who come in and out. You are very clearly, you know in detail how the person look like, the dress, the person hairstyle, you know everything, but you are not moving, you stay. And that is how it is, that you just stay and just the knowing what's happening. You don't follow each of the visitors in and out, isn't it? You just stay. And this is how. And she said, oh, shall I focus here? I said, it's not like you try to focus here. And then because she said she tried to focus here, it's become, this place becomes like very hard. And then sometimes got lots of tension in this place. I said, no, you stay, it's like a gatekeeper. You develop your mindfulness, you just stay. But you're not moving. And you're not trying to focus on this, like you stay at the gate there. You're not trying to focus on the this here. But you stay, but you're all your energy into knowing what's happening. So you just allow it. You just simply just relax. Just relax and just watch your breath. Just watch your breath that is in and out. Maybe sometimes your mindfulness is not strong enough. You miss one or two. It's fine. Don't try to push and try to focus that. Make sure I don't miss every single breath. It's okay. Just relax. Relax. Just watch every single in and out breath. Sometimes maybe you miss one or two. It's okay. Just relax. Don't try to control. Don't try to focus so hard. Because then actually your energy is not into the knowing. Your energy is more into the doing. To try to make your mind still. So you don't try to make your mind still. Your mind becomes still naturally. Just stay. So when your mind becomes very powerful, when your mindfulness become very powerful, actually your mind naturally become really still. You stay. So you will not follow, you will not get carried away by those thoughts. You will just stay. And just all your energy into this moment, all your energy into the knowing, but not doing, and not to try to control, not try to get rid of it. So it's something that is important. It's not what people try. I think early days also, I learned a lot, like all sorts of techniques, you know. I was thinking that so that I'm equipped myself, I know all sorts of techniques, so I'd be very good, I'd be a good meditator. And after years of practice, and I realized that no technique is the best technique. Just relax, just watch. And I realized after many years practice, I realized that so much of the controlling, that all the techniques that I learned, it's come from place that I try to control, I try to make things happen, I try to achieve certain stages of meditation. That's why I learned all these techniques. They come from the place, come from the understanding that I want to achieve something. So when you want to achieve something, you will never get it. So just relax. And even people practice many years or so, they still make that mistake. They still, because it's so ingrained, our habitual pattern, we always want to control, come from the sense of self, that we want to control, we want to make things happen, we want to see what we want to see, we want to achieve that stages of meditation. And it's again come from the ego, come from the sense of self. Whenever you come from that, your mind will never become peaceful. And it's that sometimes people think that they have no progress. Because of you come from the wrong attitude, it's not the right attitude. Sometimes just relax. It's okay. Just simply just relax and just stay. You know, when there's any thoughts arises, just aware that its thoughts arises and just leave it alone. And it will subside by itself. So if you find that, you know, your body a bit, you know, if you're aware that your body is very tight, you just relax. And then again, you go back to your breath again. Just relax and just simply just observing your breath and just sometimes not rushing to the breath, into watching the breath very quickly. Sometimes you can spend a bit of time, just relax your body, just aware of your body, just aware of the try to release all the tension in your body. And you start with body awareness and just allow your body relax and take it easy. And slowly, when your body become relaxed and you become a little more, when your body relax, actually your mind naturally become calm, you naturally settle and calm down. And your mind calm down, and then your mind naturally become more peaceful. When your mind become peaceful, it's very easy to watch your breath. And just stay, just being present, knowing, just observing what happened and what is happening. So not try to do anything. Just let it be, just observe. And just let it come and go. That's why actually it's very difficult, isn't it? Because very easily we get carried away by all the thoughts. But not to do anything is difficult. So that's why your effort into not allowing, not your effort into not reacting, like remain the non-reactive awareness, that is the effort. And not into doing, so into knowing, fully aware what's happening in this moment. So I offer this today for your Dharma reflection, and we can start with a meditation session. Just relax and choose the most comfortable posture. Make yourself as comfortable as you can. Just spend a little bit of time and bring your mind to this present moment awareness. Just aware of your body, feeling, sensation. Is there any tension in your body? Just relax your body. Put all your energy into this moment. Just being here, observing what's happening in this moment. You notice that your mind being carried away by your thoughts? Just acknowledge that. Or any unpleasant feelings. Just acknowledge how you feel in this moment. So we put all of our energy into this moment. Just appreciate this moment. Appreciate that we'll be able to sit here to meditate. just appreciate that we're still alive. And appreciate the breath, give us life. Just relax your body. Just simply observing your breath. And being appreciative of every single breath. So look upon every single breath is so precious. And look upon every single in-breath, might be your last breath. If you notice that you're expecting something happen, just acknowledge that. so first of the first questions is that how can I handle fear? Just accept it and look at it or welcome it. Is there something I can do, especially when fear always comes up again and again? Okay. Of course, the best way is to be able to really look at the fear. But sometimes when your mind is not stable enough, it's quite difficult to be able to stay with the fear because it's so unpleasant. It's quite difficult. So one of the ways really help with dealing with fear, you can go to a more is a causal object. So actually, it's when fear arises that moment, you can just put your attention into your body. Your body awareness. So when you have fear, how do you feel? Do you feel the tension in your body? Or sometimes you feel that it's a tightness in the stomach? And you're just aware of the body feelings, sensations, how you feel. Because this is easier than staying with the fear because it's quite difficult. Unless your mind is really peaceful enough and stable enough, then you'll be able to do that. But if your mind is not calm enough, peaceful enough, it's quite difficult to really stay with fear because it's really unpleasant. So one of the ways to really help that you can use one of that is quite useful. Many people find it that it's very useful. You can use a breathing exercise. So whenever that fear arises that moment, you just breathing in fear and breathing out peace. So breathing in fear, breathing out peace. So you make peace with that fear. So you just accept, it's allowed, you know, embrace the fear, it's allowed the fear. So actually it's helped you, it stopped your mind into thinking. Because sometimes when fear arises, the next thing will go into thinking, isn't it? Thinking about the fear, and then you worry about, you know, the fear comes again and then it's go on and on and on. But doing the breathing exercise, you can do it anywhere, anytime. So when you have the fear, that moment, even you're not meditating, you have the fear arises, you just breathing in fear and breathing out peace, breathing in fear, breathing out peace. That helps you to actually somehow to calm your fear down. And another method is also you can focus on your body. So when you have fear, so how do you feel? So you focus on you bring your awareness into your body, how do your body feel? It's like some people have this panicking attack. And then normally I ask them, how do you feel when if that is, oh, I feel that my chest is very tight and I feel that I can't breathe. So I said, you just focus on your tightness. So just aware on your tightness, just aware on your feelings and sensation, because it's easier to observe feelings and sensation because it's a causal object. Like fear is a kind of like emotion, and it's a more subtle object if you try to observe fear. If your mindfulness is not strong enough and you are not your mind is not peaceful enough, it's quite difficult to stay with fear. Of course, it's the best thing is to just stay with the fear and it will subside because your awareness is strong enough. You'll be able to stay, you know, non-reactive. You know, you have this non-reactive awareness, just aware but not to react. But it's very difficult unless your mindfulness is strong enough. So that is, you can do the breathing exercise, breathing in fear, breathing out peace. So make peace with the fear. So you can do that, and also you can do body awareness. So bring, because any emotions, you know, that pops up or anger, actually is manifest in the body. You know, like they give signal to our body, oh, this is coming. You know, and that's why sometimes when you feel anxious, you pay attention to your body. You can feel your whole body tense up. So then you just focus on your body, you know, aware of your body, feelings and sensation. That is also helped you to stop your mind from being, you know, go into the thinking about the fear, and then it leads to more fear. So there's another question. from Sweden. When I meditate, I feel tingling in my hands and warm feelings on my head. Shall I stay with that feeling or should I focus on my breath? So you just acknowledge that and just know that there's a tingling, there's what's happening, just aware that it's just like touch and go. You just know that it's happening and then you continue with your breath. So it's just knowing that that's happening and continue with your breath. So any more questions or comments? Yes. Okay. Is it working? I think it's working. I think it's on. Ah, it's working.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's working. Yeah.
I was happy to see Nance here today because I wanted to ask about PMS.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any special technique for dealing with PMS? Because when I have PMS, I feel a bit more restless.
Uh-huh.
And I feel a bit like my mood is lower, but it's more intense.
Okay.
And then by the time it comes, I realize, oh, I'm having PMS, but that's when it's over.
Yeah. And actually, I think doing body awareness is good. You just pay attention to your body and just aware of how your body reacts, and you just relax. If you feel that your body like lots of tension, and then you just relax and just. And you also can do the breathing exercise. It really help. And because sometimes it's that the through relaxation of your body actually is help with that because sometimes like people have the cramp. Sometimes people have headache. Different people have different, you know. Some people have that cramp in their stomach. It's different reaction. So you just aware of your body, you know, your feeling and sensation. Just do body awareness, or you can do the breathing exercise. Breathing in and how you, because sometimes it's very difficult to stay with that kind of, it's because it's really unpleasant feelings. It's very difficult to stay unless your mind is really strong or stable or calm and peaceful enough. You'll be able to do that easily. You just okay, and then you're just aware of that, especially when your mindfulness is strong. You're aware of that. The moment you catch it, you just stop very quickly. So, but if mindfulness is not that strong, sometimes like body awareness is good because feeling and sensation is a more causal object. So it's easy to observe causal object than to try to observe that emotion, you know, that like fear and things like that, is that is more subtle object. And sometimes it's, if your mind is not strong, it's very difficult. You very easily you get carried away and you go along. So and going back to the body actually also to help you to be more present. So that actually it's also helped you to develop present moment awareness. So you're more in touch with your body. You're more in touch with how you feel in this moment. So the body actually is the best thing to keep your body present. Because sometimes, yes, of course, if you'll be able to observe that, it's the best thing. But sometimes we have to start with where we at. Because our mindfulness is not strong enough. So unable to do that, you can't push. So you go back to your body. So body awareness, you know, knowing how you feel, actually is help to keep, you know, the more in touch with your body. Because anything, you know, emotion, you know, and anything pops up, actually it manifests in our body. Our body have that reaction. So when we have fear, our body, whole body tense up, isn't it? So you just notice, okay, stay with your body, you know, your body awareness, and that is is easier to do that compared to try to stay with that, and also so you just stay with that. Like last time, I used to have sometimes I do have migraine when PMS I do have that, but I just sometimes I just lie down, just relax my body, and after I relax my body, it's gone. Because the more you focus on your pain, actually you manifest, you make it worse. But actually you bring your mind to your body and just relax my body rather than focus on the pain. So I'm more focused on my body. Of course, some people can be able to focus, just watch the pain. People can do that, but not everybody can do it. So that actually you go back to your body and try to relax your body. And that's really helped to really, you know, release all the tension. Because sometimes it's come from the tension as well that causes that pain. So you just relax your body, and that's also help. Okay. So any more questions or comments? No more questions or comments? Okay, thank you. So.